We had a very intense event that happened in January of 2009. We had an eighth grade student who committed suicide, and we were just not prepared at all to deal with what was happening. We thought we were prepared. We had a response team ready to come in the next day and meet with the students, and we were going to control this event. And we just were not prepared to deal with the aftermath of the event in the era of social media. We learned a ton. And just this year, we had the parents come back to us because they have started their own foundation called Reach One, Teach One, Love One. And they came in and we just talked. And we talked about what happened with the incident, our response. They kind of said to us, you know, you did the best you could in understanding. But we know a lot more now, and I think, you know, we're ready to handle things a little bit better.
So following that incident, there were things that you learned that could be done before an event happens, during an event, and then after an event. What were some of those before, during, and after things that you instituted after this?
The biggest thing you do, you can't plan for what's going to happen. It's like you plan to plan. So your protocols are like, these are the people that you contact. These are the people who get together and meet. So every building has a response team. And usually they're administrators, nurses, social workers, counselors, and those sort of people. And the response team gets together, and we now develop kind of a manual of kind of, these are some standard practices. These are sort of like a menu to choose from of things you could do. They have to decide things like, are we going to make an announcement? If we do make an announcement, what is that going to say? Are we going to designate a gathering spot? Are we going to, you know, so all of those sort of kind of, how you're going to walk through, you've thought in advance, and you have a way to make those decisions that isn't just one person being bombarded with it.
Mm-hmm. So is suicide in general on the minds of people here at the school, teachers,
Absolutely.
Parents, students?
Absolutely. It's definitely on the minds of our staff. I would say that at least once a month, if not more, we are doing some sort of evaluation of a student who has said something or so forth.
Well, let me ask you, what do you think of the proposed legislation that sort of mandates this kind of training?
It's hard because I absolutely agree in principle with what's going on. And how can you say no? The issue for me is compliance versus culture. When you pass a law, me as a superintendent, I now have to deal with compliance. I have to say, okay, how do I deliver that training in such a way that I can log in that training? It takes time, it takes energy, and you can do it. Mm-hmm. The issue isn't the training, the issue isn't the protocols, the issue isn't all those sort of things. To prevent it, you have to deal with mental illness, you have to deal with culture and connection, and you have to create a system where they feel that for a lack of a better word, they feel they're loved. And my job as superintendent is to make sure that that happens. Mm-hmm.
So what frustrates you as an educator about trying to handle this issue of suicide?
The thing that frustrates me the most is that if there's any issue in society that we have a concern about, we say, oh, well, the schools will handle it. And in New Hampshire, because of the way the school funding is set up, oftentimes they're like, well, the local school district will write a policy and the local will do this. And you look at the laws that they pass, it's always, there's zero fiscal impact. It's like, well, there's always a fiscal impact, because if I'm choosing to train on bullying, or I'm choosing to train on suicide, I'm not choosing to do something else. And, you know, the issue for us is we can only do so much as schools. Let's put this on the schools so schools can do this. And you know what? We will. Because we love kids, and we will because it's the right thing to do. But we're schools. Our primary mission should be academic. And my biggest frustration is there isn't the social services outside of school. Like if you send a kid out for an evaluation and it comes back that the child needs more help than we can provide in school, that's just not there. You know, where's that child going to go? There's not much. And I think, you know, we need to look at this as a whole society about how we handle this issue and not just say, okay, the schools will solve the problem. We'll do it because it's the right thing to do, but we're only part of the solution.
Mm-hmm. Well, Superintendent Dean Kaskaden, thank you very much for speaking with me.
Thank you.